But let me start. I mean, the truth is there are tons of gay and lesbian actors in Hollywood. Let's just face it. We all know what drama club looked like in school. There's plenty of gay and lesbian folks. It's just that for so many years now, particularly in the sort of agent level and manager level in Hollywood, there's been a lot of closeting going on. And I think it comes from that level more than it comes from, say, the studio and the producers. Certainly, I know if I use Milk as an example, we were trying to cast openly gay people in those roles. The studio was on our side. The producers were on our side. Certainly, the director was backing that idea. We hit a wall with the managers and agents. And the problem there is outdated thinking. They've gone out. They've started looking for talent. They found some very talented people. They invest all this time and money and energy into them and before they become, quote unquote, stars. And they think that somehow it's going to hurt their bottom line if these actors come out. It's outdated thinking. I thank God for actors like Matt Bomer, for like Neil Patrick Harris, for people who are obviously proving that theory wrong. I also think that you're not going to see it continue because, frankly, let's be honest, young people, young actors are coming out now online and on social media at a young age. There's no going back into the closet after that. So the managers and the agents are having to finally grow up, get a spine, and support their actors when they want to be out in film and television. Thank goodness. That's the first. The second is there's a real problem, and it's being tackled, at least in Hollywood, starting with the Writers Guild. And I think this starts with writing when it comes to representation, not just being gay white men. You know, we write what we know. The issue right now in Hollywood is that it is not representational of who we are as an LGBT community. It is mostly gay white men, or frankly, white men running so many of these writers' rooms. Now what it's going to take is diversity initiatives. It's going to take some studios with balls to step up and to start hiring writers who are diverse, who then can start writing what they know and what they know well, and we'll start to see that diversity reflected in the stories about us as a people.